Hey, happy day. Maybe not so happy if you live in Chicago and you read the newspapers about the Obama Foundation. They're spending upwards to $210 million a year on overhead administration. This isn't the guys with the hammers and nails, the contractors and so on and all the trades. This is just the people who are running it, okay? It's a 19.3 acre center on publicly owned Chicago parkland. So the foundation didn't have to write a check for the land, and $210 million. The CEO is making upwards to $800,000 a year. You're kidding me. I mean, good bloody grief. And the people that live in Chicago, they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, are they? No, they're making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. And then they read stuff like this and they get a headache. No kidding. Liberals in Canada, you know what? They have no shame whatsoever. They're actually censoring debate on their censorship bill. They have a bill trying to muzzle all Canadians. You can't say anything unless we approve of the message, right? It's like a Hitler thing. It's unbelievable what's going on. What you say does not matter anymore. They're gonna get it through all the houses because they control the houses. Wow, that's not very nice. Oh, and you conservatives and other people, you can't talk about it, you can't debate it, because it's censorship. We're gonna censor you first. Have you got that? Write that down. I mean, that's incredible. Phone your MLA, phone somebody, phone the Pope. I mean, this is craziness. Democrats in the United States, they can't define what a woman is, okay? They can't identify a crime. One was recently asked in a Senate hearing, he says, is it illegal for someone to cross the border? I don't know, he said. And then the fellow said, is it illegal for someone to come and move into your house? And the guy did say yes to that, but he couldn't figure out the rest. They're pathetic. They're just absolutely pathetic. I got a great idea for all liberals. Prison is a perfect place. When you think about it, it is the perfect place. Everyone in prison is equal. Free food and housing, no guns, universal health care, and same-sex relationships. All liberals go to prison now. We'll get a vaccine for you someday, and then you can come out. Canada, the US, Ukraine, the U.S. finally said, hey, we're not going to give you any more money. We will sell you arms and ammunition and all the rest. We'll sell it to you. Canada, on the other hand, they stepped up and said, oh, we'll give another $2 billion. They've given so much already. So look at that. Canada gives it free, the money, and the U.S. sells, and they end up with Canada's money. Oh, sounds like a pretty reasonable trade. Good bloody grief. Shakespeare, interesting guy, Shakespeare. And a lot of words that were coined by him are used today. I mean, part of our daily conversations. In a pickle, that's the government, that's us. We're in a pickle. In a pickle, he said, wild goose chase, break the ice. You know, these were words and wordage phrases that were used in his plays. All's in, all's well, that ends well, to be or not to be, the world is your oyster. You know, he added over 1,700 words to the English language. You know, I've listened to a lot of 16 and 17 year olds using language, a lot of four letter words all the time. And I don't think Shakespeare came up with them. Hey, y'all, keep your word straight. Y'all come back. And right is right, left is wrong. See ya.